And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, August 18th, 2013. It's the birthday of Italian-born Viennese composer Antonio Salieri, born in the Republic of Venice in 1750. Although quite popular in the 18th century, he probably wouldn't be well known today were it not for the movie Amadeus. The movie was based on Peter Schaeffer's play by the same name, which was in turn based on a short play by Alexander Pushkin called Mozart and Salieri. These stories all present Salieri as a mediocre and uninspired composer, jealous of Mozart's musical genius, and who, at every turn, tried to discredit Mozart. Some versions of the story even accuse him of poisoning his rival. But in fact, Salieri was a talented and successful composer, writing the scores for several popular operas. He had a happy home life with his wife and 8 children, and because he had received free voice and composition lessons from a generous mentor as a young man, he also gave most of his students the benefit of free instruction. Some of his pupils included Beethoven, Franz Liszt, and Franz Schubert. He was the Kapellmeister, the person in charge of music, for the Austrian emperor for 36 years. He and Mozart were competitors, but their rivalry was usually a friendly one. Salieri visited Mozart when he was dying and was one of the few people to attend his funeral. Late in his life, Salieri suffered from dementia, and he died in 1825. He had composed his own Requiem 20 years earlier, and it was performed for the first time at his own funeral. On this date in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, giving women the right to vote. Southern states had opposed the amendment, and on August 18, 1920, it all came down to Tennessee. The pro-amendment faction wore yellow roses in their lapels, and the anti-faction wore red American Beauty roses. It was a close battle, and the state legislature was tied 48-48. The decision came down to one vote, that of 24-year-old Harry Byrne, the youngest state legislator. Proudly sporting a red rose, he cast his vote in favor of ratification. He had been expected to vote against it, but he had in his pocket a note from his mother, which instructed him to vote otherwise. On this date in 1958, Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita was published in the United States. First released in France in 1955 by a publisher that specialized in erotica, the story of a middle-aged Humbert Humbert and his obsession with his landlady's 12-year-old daughter was met with mixed reviews. A contemporary New York Times review pleaded with readers to ignore the word of mouth and keep an open mind. And here's a poem by Marie Howe, part of Eve's discussion. It was like the moment when a bird decides not to eat from your hand and flies, just before it flies, the moment the river seemed to still and stop because a storm is coming, but there is no storm. As when 100 starlings lift and bank together before they wheel and drop, very much like the moment driving on bad ice, when it occurs to you your car could spin just before it slowly begins to spin, like the moment just before you forgot what it was you were about to say. It was like that, and after that it was still like that, only all the time. Part of Eve's Discussion, a poem by Marie Howe, from her collection The Good Thief, published by Persia Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.